Today, the 4th of July, has me thinking about musical revolutions. Styles rise up from social change, and the United States has been an incubator for so many types of music because of our history of political upheaval. The revolutionary spirit behind the Declaration of Independence has continuously shaped our musical space. You can hear it in our own national anthem, words of defiance set to an English drinking song. What better way to invoke the Enlightenment-era ideal of liberty than to appropriate a melody of one's oppressors? Music has been there to demand answers to subsequent social injustices, and in the continuing revolutionary wars of young culture versus old, disadvantaged versus privileged, and minority versus majority, there has been no shortage of styles. The blues and jazz gave voice to marginalized blacks in the 1920s. Rock and soul rose up to protest the Vietnam War draft. Hardcore punk and hip-hop were there to serve disaffected youth in the Reagan 80s. Lead Belly and Louis Armstrong, Jimi Hendrix and Isaac Hayes, Public Enemy and Black Flag all found an audience because they defied the status quo. If you want to know what the next big thing in music will be, just look at our underserved populations and wait for the next Declaration of Independence. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley. I'm going to go to the hospital.